It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good morning and happy Tuesday to you. I'm Jenna Barr. You are listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and 95.3 if you're in Baldwin County or north of I-10 here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Mike Wiggins is here to answer all of your gardening, shrubbing, lawning, watering questions today. And it looks like we're going to get watered on this afternoon.
I don't think you're going to have to start your sprinkler system this morning. Seriously, looking at the radar on my monitor here, it looks like so much of this weather is north of us.
Yeah.
But we do have a tornado warning into the afternoon. And as this thing passes, as Andrew was talking about, it gets a lot of moisture up from the Gulf, and you just don't know what's going to happen. But Jenna, this is three storms in 3 weeks.
It's a lot.
Enough is enough.
Mother Nature needs to get it together and go to therapy.
I agree. It's like that candle we got last year. Remember, gardening is like therapy.
That's right. Cheaper than therapy.
It's cheaper than therapy, no doubt about it. But no doubt about it. It's it's a dangerous storm. If you look at the radar, it is lit up going up near Birmingham and those areas. But be careful is all I can say.
I think we're still going to get some wind. So your potted plants that are on stands, things that are outside, your flags, your hammocks, anything that's hanging, maybe just bring it down and put
it
on the back porch.
And just put it, you can put it back tomorrow. But I think tomorrow is not, I don't know if it's going to be this severe.
Looks like some rain coming.
It looks like some more rain coming. So in any event, let's get it out of our system before the weekend. By the way, talking about weather, one more thing. If you look at the weather, remember we have talked about when is the last freeze, when is the last frost, and I do think we're past all of that. However, you see, it may even get into the high 40s as we head to the weekend. So still a little bit of cool weather out there.
What? Yeah. Oh, I do see that. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's that, what's it called? Easter chill, right?
The Easter chill.
What you call it.
Exactly.
So, we just need Mother Nature to chill out. That's all.
And Easter, of course, is not this Sunday, but the next Sunday.
Yeah, we still have some time.
So we still have more time to have some
to chill.
40s and what have you. But
that's right.
After that, we'll rock on into spring, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, it'll be here before we know it. Hey, if you have a spring question, a lawn question, any kind of question here on the Garden Line, 850-437-1620. Mike Wiggins is here to answer your questions. I'm Jenna Barr. Phone lines are up and running. Text line is open. If you'd like to send pictures, please do. Again, that's 850-437-1620.
Very good. Jenna, what we might want to do before we get to our texts and phone calls is kind of look back at our checklist for spring that we started last week. And quite honestly, we didn't get very far along, so we had so many questions, which is great. We love it that way. But just let me just kind of start out here. And as the show goes on, maybe we can keep adding to it. But the first one we did last week, and we need to say one more word about that, is fertilize your lawn with the proper fertilizer. If you remember the formulas we like, and when Carol Lord was here, she shared some formulas also that she liked. 15-0-15, 16-0-8, 16-4-8, with a medium-high first number, a nice number at the end. The number in the middle really doesn't make any difference. It really doesn't. We can do without that. So fertilize the lawn with the right fertilizer. Now we're in not a tricky time of the year, but a lot of us over the years have fertilized much too early. Mm. We really have. I think as we get into April, and we are well into April now, middle of the month I think is good. You want your lawn to be out of dormancy or almost out of dormancy before you fertilize. That way the lawn can use what you're putting on there. Because what you're putting on there is nitrogen for growth. You're putting on iron for color. You're putting on other minor elements that are necessary. You're putting on slow release. So you put it on, it's not only going to feed, say, when you do this in the middle of April, but it'll feed for weeks looking forward. So you need to do the right fertilizer and do it now. We always say, of course, don't put any weed in feed. We don't like to do that. But read the label. I found some 16-4-8 the other day, which I really like that formula. It kind of goes way back in time, but it really is a good one. It was in a bag, very expensive, but it covered 10,000 square feet.
Wow.
With all my patio and hardscapes in my backyard, I don't really have any grass in the backyard. And my front yard may be 3,000 square feet. So I'm sharecropping with some friends. I have a friend who built a brand new house in East Hill.
Okay.
And he has probably 1,500 square feet. So
you're able to share it.
So he's going to take part of the bag.
Share the
I'm going to take the other part. And I got another neighbor that has a very small area. So we're going to take that expensive 50-pound bag of 16-4-8 and kind of share it with each other.
That's neighborly love right there.
It is. It is. And so that's going to work for us. But I'm going to do mine probably around the 15th of April, maybe next week sometime, get past all this storm. And because what you don't want to put your fertilizer on right before one of these heavy rains. Putting it on before a rain is great, but these heavy rains, if you get 2 to 3 inches of rain, just wash it into the gutter and it's money wasted.
Should you wait for like a not so windy day? I feel like the wind just is blowing everything all over the place.
Oh, Jenny, you're absolutely right. Yes, you do need to. Wind is a big factor, and it's like any other thing that you put on your yard, such as insecticides or fungicides or fertilizer or whatever. The wind can easily take it to plants that don't want that particular product.
Right.
And so you really do need just to kind of cool it before you get out there in the wind. I totally agree with that. Absolutely. The second thing we had last week was fertilize your plants. We can do that in April. And the rule of thumb, if you remember, was a tight handful of fertilizer for every foot of height. Now, that 16-4-8 I've been talking about for lawns, that's pretty good for your basic shrubbery also. So you could use it the same way. But a rule of thumb, tight handful for every foot of height. Third one was cut back and fertilize your azaleas after they bloom. I think the people listening will say, Mike, you don't even need to tell us that. We know. Don't get out there and cut off a bunch of blooms.
Do we have some azalea professional listening today?
I think we do. But, you know, one thing, we ought to stop right here insofar as the azaleas are concerned and help folks, many of them know, identify the different varieties you see as you're taking your walk around the neighborhood. And my favorite Pensacola azalea is the Formosa. Formosa is one you see in a lot of parks, a lot of older homes. It's like kind of a purplish, deep purple magenta on color.
They're all throughout East Hill.
Beautiful foliage, good dark green foliage. And it's just been around for, I don't want to say centuries, but a long, long time.
We'll just say centuries. It sounds cool.
Exactly. One of them that's very similar is Pride of Mobile. Pride of Mobile has a little more reddish color, not quite that dark purple that Formosa has, but you'll also see a lot of those. And another one that I'm seeing a lot of, because it really is distinctive, but it's an old-fashioned azalea, is a George Tabor azalea. Now, all the ones I'm mentioning, Jenna, are what they call indica azaleas, which are simply a way to say large-growing azaleas. So George Tabor is kind of a light lavender-colored bloom, really, really, and kind of light leaves on it, light foliage. It's a basic in Pensacola. Then if you want to get to some of the dwarf azaleas, probably the Pensacola favorite is Coral Bell. Coral Bell is a small, mounding, small dwarf azalea with bright pink blossoms. Very distinctive. You see that, you know you've got a Coral Bell. Snow azaleas, this is a test, you know. What color is the snow azalea?
He's a yellow. I'm just kidding. I'm teasing.
Well, That's close. Let me jot that down. Check mine out.
No yellow snow.
No. Of course it's white.
White.
Absolutely.
Only eat the white snow.
Absolutely. Now, go back to the indica azalea, the large growing azaleas. If you want a white one, of the indica azaleas, the larger growing azaleas, there's one called G.G. Gerbing. Now, I don't know who G.G. Gerbing was or George Tabor, but you can be sure they were in the azalea propagation business way back in the day. And, of course, you've got your Encore series of azaleas, and, of course, they call them Encore because they'll put on a second bloom as we get into later into the summer. But and they are really, really pretty. One other one that I always mention is, I mean, you see it around here, it's called Gumpo Pink or Gumpo White. And it's G-U-M-P-O, not gumbo like you eat, G-U-M-P-O. They're small, mounding dwarf azaleas. But I think we've mentioned it before, they do not react very well at all to a soccer ball being landing right in the middle of it. I have found them to be rather fragile insofar as if you've got kids playing ball or whatever in the front yard, you've got some gumpo pinks. I would think twice. I might do a coral bell or a snow or that type of azalea. So as we fertilize and prune back our azaleas after they bloom, I just thought it might be fun to kind of look at some of those varieties, the very, very basic older varieties that we see.
Okay.
As we're going to talk about later today, maybe even a future show, there are all kind of new plants coming up. The propagators are always developing new varieties. But I'll tell you, if you're only going to plant a few, some of these old-fashioned basic azaleas do great because they've proven themselves over decades and decades to be very hardy.
Well, sometimes basic is better. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. If you have a question, 850-437-1620.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
The vast majority of homeowners in our area have air conditioning systems in their homes that are working just fine. They pay them no heed until there's a problem. Hello, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. If your home's air conditioning system is running like it should, our regularly scheduled maintenance plans can help ensure that it keeps doing that. Like your car, regularly scheduled service of your home's AC systems helps to prevent costly future breakdowns by catching potential problems before they become bigger problems. Plus, our regular maintenance plans help keep your manufacturer's warranty intact. Want to know more about our HVAC maintenance plans? Give us a call, Climatech of Professional Air, because your comfort is our business.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
Start your day off with dependable info by local host Andrew McKay. End your day with dependable infotainment with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's 9:20. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and 95.3 if you're in Baldwin County or north of I-10. I'm Jenna Barr hanging out with Mike Wiggins this morning. It is 74 in Pensacola, 75 in Cantonment, and 74 in Gulf Breeze and Milton. Would love to hear from you this morning, 850-437-1620. Our texter here says, and again, 437-1620. There's an area in the lawn holding water. Do I need to fill it in with sand or soil, then resoil? What do you recommend, Mike?
Well, if you have a lawn that has undulations in it, for example, say a construction truck had to drive over your lawn and just left these ruts in the yard, I like to kind of even it up with sand, builder sand. That's a good way to do it. Now, but here's the deal. If you put it on too thick, sometimes the grass won't recover. So you may need to do it in stages. Put it on there, but be sure some of the grass is sticking through that sand, if you will. Rake it as smooth as you can and get it as level as you can. And I think that's probably the best way to handle that. I wouldn't put any heavy topsoil on my lawn at all. I think that's a mistake. Certainly don't put any clay on there. The sand is good. Some people, just as a rite of spring, will order a dump truck full of dirt and put it all over their whole yard. I think it's too much work.
It's a lot.
I don't think it does that much good.
Okay.
But I would just kind of treat those areas that are lower and try to level them up with your existing lawn using builder sand. That'd be my take.
You recommend a good place real quick for builder sand?
I'd go to any big box store. You buy a 50-pound bag.
50 pounds. Start
sure.
there?
Yeah, start there. Yeah,
okay.
You don't need a truck full.
Yeah. Unless you want cats.
Jot that down, Mike. Jot it down in your notebook. Over the years, people have told me, they said, Mike, maybe you might want to write a book. I said, well, I'm only lacking
yes.
one thing, and that's talent.
Oh, please.
But I say right now, but Jenna, you've got all kind of witty sayings that we could include in the book. It's just great.
This is what they pay me the big bucks for. 9:22, just shy of 9:23 this morning. You're listening to The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna, hanging out with Mike Wiggins. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. Good morning. A lot of good mornings. Everybody, you know what's up today, so that's good. Not many questions coming in. I got a beautiful picture of an African iris, the first of the blooms this year. Absolutely gorgeous. That white with the purple center and the yellow tips.
It almost looks like an orchid.
But oh, yes.
Jenna, if you really want to see one, you know where you can go see one? Right outside the window here in the studio. We have one of our iris growing there, and it is blooming its heart out. It's just beautiful.
Oh, is that what those are?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it's got, like I say, it's got that beautiful bloom. It really does. I recommend them. I have a big pot. I'm going to say maybe an 18-inch pot with iris in it right next to the swimming pool. And it blooms and blooms and blooms and gives you nice-looking foliage when it's not really blooming much. It's just nice-looking green, upright foliage. I think it's a great plant, and I really do.
Excellent. Well, your bloom is beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. If you'd like to share another picture, 850-437-1620. I'm going to take another short break here in just a moment. We're talking about, you know, filling in spots in your lawn that, you know, have a draining issue. And one of our faithful listeners texted in that their neighbor top dressed their lawn with red dirt. Is that okay?
Well, I would.
I think they left a little wink, wink there.
Yeah. Wink, wink. I would say.
I see you.
I say no. I say no. The grass probably will recover. If they don't put it on too thick, the grass would recover. But one of the questions is kind of why. You know, is it really going to solve a problem? And is it going to be?
What are they burying? That's
be,
what you should ask yourself.
It is going to be a ton of work to do that. So I would not do that.
Maybe this is what you can do. When everybody's sleeping at night, put on your rubber boots and gloves. Go outside and dig it all up before they wake up. That's my recommendation for the day. You will be a hero. It's 9:25. You're listening to The Garden Line. I promise I won't give too much good advice today.
You're on a roll. Jenna, you are on a roll with advice today. I'm taking notes here. It's great.
I'm blaming it on the weather. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back with Mike Wiggins here on The Garden Line.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at newsradio923 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The Dave Ramsey Show, 1 to 4. Before Pensacola, right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my
9:28. You are listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr hanging out with Mike Wiggins. He's here to answer all your questions. See a few coming in. I promise to get to them. We will have to take a quick news break. Mike wanted to share something with
you. Well, I was just going to say, as we go through our checklist here, the next one on my list was checked the lawn and garden limestone requirements. If you have St. Augustine grass and you haven't put lime on in 2 years, I'd recommend it. Or you can get a soil test and let the soil test tell you how much you need and if you need it at all. Generally, we do, about every 2 years, about 40 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and put it on, water it in, and what that's going to do, that's going to raise the pH of your soil so that the fertilizer you put on there can be used by the grass, in other words, be absorbed by the grass. So that's a good thing to do. The only rule of thumb we always talk about here on The Garden Line is never put your fertilizer on at the same time you put the limestone. You're tempted to do so. Say, I'm going to go out there and we'll take care of everything. I'm going to do the fertilizer, I'm going to do the limestone, and I'm done with it. I'm going to play golf. But that's not how it works. But you have to wait 2 weeks between application. It doesn't really make any difference which one you put on first, but it does take about 2 weeks. Or they tie each other up chemically and nothing works. So be real careful about your lime. Oh, and the secret word for limestone is dolomite limestone. That's what you want, granular dolomite limestone. But if you have St. Augustine grass, and especially if you've had maybe some problems in it, that lime may help perk it up this year. So I'd recommend that for sure.
Make it perky. We'll like it. All right. Well, Mike, we've got more coming on the way. We've got questions coming in, 850-437-1620. One of the questions that's coming in that we will get to after our news break is about kumquat leaves.
Kumquat.
First of all, it's one of my favorite words to say. You just can't be mad and be like, kumquat. You just are happy. Right, Mark Jacobs?
I Mark. Suppose so, yes.
Come on, Mark.
Kumquat.
It's
huh?
a happy word.
It's a happy word. Do you have some happy news for us, too?
Yeah, well, if you like storms, you guess you'll be happy. We've got more coming. We'll have the latest for you after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. A first since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, an address by the Ukrainian president to the UN Security Council. This is more evidence emerges of civilian massacres by Russian forces.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that legal measures are being put into place to hold some of the Russian troops accountable and bring them to justice for some of the atrocities that have taken place in Bucha. This is the world continues to condemn the actions taken place there.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv. And another arrest in connection to the Sacramento mass shooting, which left six people dead in the California Capitol. Police say the second man arrested is the brother of the first suspect. He was charged with assault and illegal possession of a firearm. America's listening to Fox News.
It is 9:31 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's 74 and cloudy. I'm Mark Jacobs. We're under a tornado watch till 2 o'clock this afternoon. Forecasters expecting severe storms to move into the area, bringing the threat with damaging winds, hail, and tornadoes. Right now, a check of the News Radio ThreatNet weather radar shows the most intense storms remain to our north and northwest. There have been several tornado warnings so far this morning in southeast Mississippi and southwest Alabama. Forecasters say this potential for a strong tornado may exist over portions of southern Alabama and the western Florida panhandle over the next couple of hours or so. So we'll keep a close watch on that. A grieving widow mourning the loss of the love of her life, Pensacola's Willie Bradley, died Sunday in a fiery crash on Highway 97. His wife, Dorothy, saying it still doesn't seem real. Says that she misses him, loves him, and knows they'll be together again one day. She tells Channel 3 Now she wants the Air Force veteran buried with full military honors. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are tracking the threat of severe weather throughout the rest of the morning into the entire afternoon. A tornado watch has been issued for our entire area. We do have the threat of tornadoes, damaging winds, and large hail. That threat will eventually come to an end as we go into the late night hours overnight, things looking calm, and then more storms move in for tomorrow. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
It is 74 in Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, and Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs.
I'm Jennifer Kishenka with Your Money Now. Tom Brady has a new position, partner at a business advisory firm. The NFL star is listed as a partner of a new company run by Declan Kelly, who resigned as CEO of consulting firm Tenio in 2021 after behaving inappropriately at a charity event. He started his new firm called Cancelo LCC later that year. Cancelo says it advises clients on mergers, business development, and digital currency. Your next car rental very well could be electric. Hertz says it's planning to buy up to 65,000 electric vehicles from Swedish premium electric car maker Polestar over the next 5 years, as it looks to boost its electric vehicle rental fleet. The announcement comes 5 months after Hertz said it would buy 100,000 electric vehicles from Tesla. Britney Spears has confirmed she's writing a book. Weeks after reports first circulated, she had a multi-million-dollar deal to write a tell-all memoir. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials down 68, NASDAQ down 202. That's Your Money Now.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
April the 5th, 1720, by ship's messenger from Hague in Holland, this is 1620 radio news in what we today must call French West Florida. The news report, received by Major Jacques Lousteau, current commander of the tiny French contingent still here, says that peace terms have been reached, and as a result, France and Spain have ended their years of hostilities here. The peace terms are unusual. Spain now has entered what is being termed the Quadruple Alliance in Europe, and in the treaty details, France has elected to return all of Florida to the Spanish government. Apparently, Governor Bienville, whose forces defeated the Spanish for the second time here last September, elected to fully withdraw, having no desire to make Pensacola a part of the French set of settlements here along the Gulf. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Pensacola's Morning News with Andrew McKay.
The relationships in Tallahassee, it's different.
Mornings 5 to 9, right before Pep Talk with Jenna Barr.
It's not great all the time, but there is an effort for Republicans and Democrats to sit next to each other in committee meetings and talk to each other and get along in a way that you don't always see. produces a certain kind of collegiality in spite of the philosophical differences.
Wake up with Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's 9:36. You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and 95.3. If you are in Baldwin County or north of I-10, I'm Jenna Barr. Happy Tuesday to you. 850-437-1620. Mike Wiggins is here to answer all your gardening, lawn care, shrubbery care questions. And let's talk some kumquats, one of my favorite words.
Happy word.
A happy word, kumquat. My kumquat leaves are all light green to no longer dark green leaves. So what does it need?
Well, I think it's this time of year is a perfect time for citrus fertilizer. And I would not buy anything else or use any other fertilizer other than one that's labeled for citrus. And I think you'll have all the major ingredients and the minor ingredients in that particular fertilizer. Now, depending on the size of your tree and where it is and all of that, the amount of fertilizer you put on there, read that label. The label will tell you exactly how much to put on as far as height is concerned. But what you want to do is be sure, if it's a larger kumquat, that you want to get out to the drip line, out to the edge of the branches when you're putting on your fertilizer. One last comment about the yellowing leaves, and this is a reach, and I'm sure this didn't happen to our texter, but some people who do use weed and feed fertilizers sometimes don't watch out where they're putting it, and you get weed and feed under fig trees are the worst. Under a fig tree or even a citrus tree, it'll yellow those leaves out quick because of the herbicide that's in that weed and feed fertilizer. So I'm sure that's not the case here, but it's pretty good advice. If one kind of insists on using the weed and feed fertilizers, only get it on the lawn. No trees,
right?
No shrubbery, just on the lawn.
That's a good reminder not to apply anything on a windy day, especially today.
You're exactly right. You're so right. And just be careful, especially if you're using a cyclone spreader, which throws those granulars everywhere. Yeah. It can throw it underneath that kumquat tree and pose some problems. But I think a little bit of springtime, a little bit of rain, which we're going to have plenty of, and the right fertilizer, that kumquat tree will be just fine.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, 850-437-1620 is the News Radio hotline if you'd like to text in.
Yeah,
I
want to mention one more thing.
Yes.
This really is not just for kumquats, but for really any tree you have in your yard. This is the time of year where the weeds are growing and we're all weed eating around the flower beds and what have you. Be so careful you don't weed eat the trunk of that kumquat or that tree. It will break the bark, and that creates sometimes death to the tree if you cut that bark with that weed eater string. So I always recommend have at least a small bed, say with pine straw or pine bark or, you know, somewhere you put a little few flowers, if you will, around the tree so you're not tempted to get in there, or somebody who maybe you've hired to, you know, maintain your yard may not realize that if he weed eats right next to that tree, that he's going to break that bark level there and you're going to have some trouble. So anyway, just a thought.
That's a good thought right there. Excellent advice. Thank you, Mike. Mike Wiggins is here to answer your question. 850-437-1620. Or if you have a thought, here's a thought and kind of a question from our listener. Thank you for texting in. Mike, have you noticed all the dead grass in the medians on Garden Street from the old Spirit of Pensacola train to the Civic Center? It looks like it was killed intentionally because the grass on each side of the street is green and alive. What
I
do you think?
I have not seen that.
You're going to have to take a drive.
I wonder if maybe they have killed that grass. They historically had dollar weed problems in that area.
Oh.
And maybe they're going to kill everything and re-landscape. And that's the way a lot of people do it. There's nothing wrong with that, is to go ahead and just wipe it out, get down to bare dirt, and then put in your plants, as opposed to tilling it all over, which kind of just turns it under and those weeds and the grass will come back. If you kill it with a product that's systemic, that gets down into the roots, then you got it, you got it all. But I'm just speculating here because I haven't seen it. But I will drive by there. I'll be down there this week, and I'll take a look at that. Thanks for the note. That's great.
And if you ever drive by, you want to take a picture real quick safely and text it in, you can always do that. Oh, my goodness, a couple others have texted in that they've noticed as well. Here comes another text that they've noticed. Hopefully they will plant natives like how they did near the Wahoo Stadium.
Exactly. Exactly. They're plants that are going to put up with that, I'd say, a hostile environment. They're pure sun, and whatever is done. Back when I was with the city, whenever we had landscaping projects, there were a handful of us that knew that if you did not put a sprinkler system, and I'm talking about a good sprinkler system, in new landscaping, it was not going to survive, especially if it's in the full sun in a medium strip on a road. You just have got to have the sprinkler system. So I feel sure that the city nowadays, no matter where they plant, they be sure they have sprinkler system. Back in the day, we had them, and we made this gentleman one time the employee of the month. He drove the water truck. There were areas in the city that did not have irrigation.
Yeah. I still see it sometimes.
And this guy was the most conscientious, hardworking person I've ever met. And he would get that water truck and go to those beds, and he'd water all day long, every day. And he saved a whole lot of landscaping in the city of Pensacola.
I love that. I love that we still see that. That's incredible. I have several texts coming in that they have seen. Let me go back to the text about the dead grass and the medians on Garden Street from the old Spirit of Pensacola train to the Civic Center. Several of you have texted in that you've noticed the same, but it looks like there's a Garden Street landscaping plan and there's going to be work done there soon. So, it's just, because sometimes you have to get rid of all the old in order to plant something new and make it thrive.
Right. I will say this. This really is, this is a little bit of garden line talk. The new development on Jefferson Street, north of Garden Street, from Garden to Chase.
Yes.
Is a brand new
downtown
development.
It's very pretty.
And they have done a beautiful job.
Oh, yes.
There's going to be a hotel there on Chase. It's just going to be first class. It's just Pensacola moving forward.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's so encouraging to see developers like that who are cognizant of the fact that landscaping makes a huge difference. And I applaud them for what they've done.
And we enjoy it. Everybody overall enjoys some beautiful landscaping. 850-437-1620. Have a question coming in. We will have to take a break in just a minute or so, but let's start out with the answer. Good morning. Good morning to you. We recently moved into a house with a large yard. We have a lot of water oak trees, and the ground is very root-bound. Most of our yard is shady, but there are also parts with full Florida sun, yes. And any recommendations that you can give to grow grass?
Well, no turf. We've said this. Put this down. This is what a gentleman's saying. No lawn grass likes shade. Simple as that.
Nothing.
It'll grow. Sometimes, we use the old rule of thumb formula that if you've got 50% shade, you're going to have 50% grass, 60, 40, 70, 30, that whole go down the line like that. The only thing I can recommend is, one, thin out your trees, thin them out so you have more sun. Two, landscape your way out of it. Just put big natural beds around those oaks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things will grow there. So all those azaleas we talked about a minute ago, they'll grow there. They're all kind of shade plants that will grow. Not only permanent shrubbery, but beautiful annuals, impatiens, coleus, that type of thing. So you can landscape it. And then in the sunny area, yes, go ahead and put your grass of the grass you choose, St. Augustine, centipedes, zoysia, what have you, and but have a definite line of division between this is a natural bed, this is a lawn. You don't want the mulch kind of spilling over. It just doesn't look tailored, quite frankly. So if you go that way,
you're gonna do mulch. You definitely need a hedge.
You can do both.
Yeah,
exactly.
Put some kind of it called, like that border. Or else it'll spill out into the yard. That'll kill the yard, the rest of the yard too.
Yeah, you just don't want that to happen. No. And you can put a border, but do a tasteful border, a nice brick border. I'm not a big fan of the black plastic borders.
It looks like a baby swimming pool. There you go. Write that down.
I'm running out of room here. but do a tasteful border. And one thing I don't really like, I don't like really the monkey grass border. I don't think that holds up too well. But yeah, put a border. Or just, if you have the time, just keep a nice edge cut. Get you a nice edger, with the little, I've got a gas powered one. It really works well. And so every time you mow the lawn, edge that natural bed, and it really looks good.
Excellent. Hey, we've got more questions coming in, but we're going to take a quick break. Mike Wiggins is here to answer all your gardening questions this morning, 850-437-1620.
Spring is sprung, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers on your Big Green Egg. Now you can get the Big Green Egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
Have you been thinking about selling your house? If you want the most money, it's time to reach out to Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth Team. Hey, it's Andrew McKay for Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth Team at Leavenrinke Realty. She and her team are here to get you top dollar for your home. Plus, let me tell you a little secret. Christina is the only agent that will guarantee her performance. She'll sell your house in less than 2 weeks, or she'll write you a check for $5,000. She'll put that in writing. And right now, she has so many home buyers ready to buy, she simply doesn't have enough houses to sell. So, if you have a house and you've been contemplating whether now is the right time to sell, Christina might have a perfect buyer for you now. Give her a call, 850-723-9158. Call Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth Team at Leavenrinke Realty and get more money. 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158.
Join Alestock, Witkin, Kreese, and Overholtz Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be talking about their Justice Foundation and the upcoming Justice Jog. The foundation was created to respond to the financial needs in our community. Their mission is to make charitable donations to organizations that serve the underprivileged and underrepresented and the cause of justice. That's Friday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Fox News personality Brian Kilmeade, afternoons at 11, before Dave Ramsey, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming to you. It's 9:49, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr, hanging out with Mike Wiggins, 850-437-1620. Our friend Paul texted in some good news. The pecans are finally leafing, so right. Spring is truly here.
Right. Some of our newer listeners may not remember that is the way to see if we're ever going to have another freeze this spring, is if those pecan trees, which are right off to the east of I-110, when you first leave downtown Pensacola, when they put on foliage, you're in business. No more freezes.
You're in business.
Paul, thank you very much. There's an old political saying, trust but verify. I'm going to go down
and check out
those pecan trees. Those particular pecan trees, because they're the ones I count on. Plus, I'm going to make my trip down to look at that Garden Street turf that's dead and see if I can figure out just by looking at it what's going on.
Yeah, today might not be a good drive day.
Very interesting, yeah.
Yeah, it's I want to check it out because I just drove by there the other day and I feel really terrible that I did not notice that. But I'm a very good driver, so I pay attention to the roads.
The Garden Line listeners are very attuned to very landscaping and gardening in Pensacola.
I'm like,
and
we appreciate look it. At the squirrel. That's what I'm paying attention to. Hey, 850-437-1620. If you'd like to text in a question with a picture, please do that as well. Here's one. Okay. I'm trying to understand this question really quick. The grass. I'm trying to decipher this. How do you get rid of weeds without killing everything in your yard or starting fresh?
Well, I assume we already have a lawn and the weeds are in the lawn, and the person who's texting wants to kill those weeds without killing the lawn. That's kind of how I interpret the question.
I'm going to go, yes.
Let's try that anyway. And if I'm not saying this right, retext us so we can address exactly what you're saying. Well, this is almost the time. As our grass is out of the dormant period, as it gets out of there, mid to late April, is a time to spray post-emergence broadleaf weed killer. And that's what you use. You mix it up, you do it. Once again, you got to do your arithmetic, so much per gallon, so many gallons per 1,000 square feet or 100 square feet, whatever you're doing. And you can spray as long as you have the right chemical that's labeled, and that's so important, labeled for the grass that you've got. In other words, if you have St. Augustine and the label doesn't say you can use it on St. Augustine, don't do it. Mm-mm. Trimec is a good term. You may have to read the fine print on your weed killer bottle to be sure it contains Trimec. Weed Free Zone is another one I've used over the years. It contains a chemical called carfenazone, which is a good broadleaf weed killer, which is pretty good for Virginia buttonweed. A lot of our gardeners probably can relate to that. It's got a little white blossom on it. It's a tough one to control. But that's what I would do once the grass is out of dormancy. You don't want to spray a lawn with post-emergence weed control if it's not out of dormancy yet. It's just not good for the lawn. So I would wait and then use Trimec, Weed-Free Zone, or any other weed killer you can find that is labeled for St. Augustine or Centipede or Zoysia, whichever one you might have. But remember, and this kind of turns into kind of almost like a trite saying, that your best weed control is a lush lawn. Mm. Water it right, fertilize it right, control the insects, control the disease, mow it high. That's a trick. Mow it high. St. Augustine, 4 inches, Centipede, 3, Zoysia, around 2. If you do those things, your weed control should be, your weed problem should be less.
All right, excellent. Hey, let's hop on over to the phone because we are running out of time, Mike. We have a call coming in. Let me go ahead. Good morning. Do you have a question for Mike this morning?
Hey, I do. This is Michael. I think that might have been my jumbled text. I was going through a car wash. Anyhow, my question is, yeah, I apologize. And this is Michael from the best side, which we all know is the west.
Okay, with that being said,
I'm trying to kill every bit of grass in my front backyard, all of it. It's gone. I heard you make a comment about some train downtown. I want to kill it all and start over.
Okay.
Please tell me and I'll listen.
Well, that's...
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Michael, that's an easy one. But you need to make a personal choice here whether you want to use a product called Roundup or not. There's been some controversy. You may want to do a little research on it, but it's used all over the world. But you just need to be sure it's the one for you. What you need to do, the hotter the weather, the better. You mix it up according to instructions, and you spray those weeds and grass and that type of thing. And it is systemic in that it only works through actively growing foliage. So the later you wait, the better. And it goes down, kills the roots, but does not, here's the key, it does not sterilize the soil. So you could spray with Roundup, kill everything you've got, and then, give it, maybe 3 weeks or so, then till all that dead grass out and do your sodding or planting or whatever you're going to do. That's the way to do it. just be careful and be sure when you use products like that, those what we call non-selective weed controls, which kill everything. I mean, dress for success. Mm. Long sleeve shirt, gloves, mask, safety goggles, hat, long pants. Just be very, very careful. Yeah. But
safety
do your personal research to be sure that's the product for you.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Mike, and Michael for the question. We're going to take another quick break, but when we come back, Mike's going to give a couple of tropical plants that can be planted in a shady area, and then we want to pay tribute to a great master gardener that Pensacola has recently lost. You're listening to The Garden Line.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Novo Platform, Inc. is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services provided by Middlesex Federal Savings, F.A. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
You're making something new with your business. To support you, Novo built a new kind of business checking. Instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, Novo is customized to your business to save you time and free up cash flow. Sign up for your free business checking account right now. Plus, our listeners get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts at novo.co/today. NOVO.co/today.
The University of West Florida will be celebrating Founders Week from April 9th to April 15th, and we invite all community members to join us this year in the festivities. This Thursday at 9 a.m., join Anna Marie Mixon and Patty Spaniola on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we share all of the fun activities going on during Founders Week and the exciting ways you can get involved. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
At Gulf Breeze News, they get it. They know you want to know what's happening in your community, whether that means investigative reporting, area events, or op-eds from your fellow breezers. The Gulf Breeze News truly is your community newspaper. Call 932-8986 and subscribe today. You can read online if you prefer to use your iPad or computer, or get your freshly printed newspaper delivered right to your mailbox. From city to county, politics to sports, subscribe now at gulfbreezenews.com.
Local Talk with Andrew McKay, 5 to 9, Jenna Barr, 9 to 11, and Bobby Rossi, 4 to 7, every weekday on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. We are wrapping up the Garden Line this morning. Mike found, you know, a couple things, somebody asked, some tropical plants in the shade.
Right, which is a tough duty. Spathiphyllum is good. That's a good tropical plant. Scheffelera, which will take some sun, but also will do pretty well. And then I have had pretty good luck with crotons and even areca palms, spring arai ferns, which will enjoy the sun, but they will also take partial shade. So, yes, I think there are many, and we can elaborate on that, you know, maybe next time.
Absolutely.
But those are some you might want to think about.
Excellent. Go ahead and look for that today if you're heading out. And then, of course, Catherine shared with us that Pensacola has lost a great master gardener, Richard Hooten. He was a certified Camellia Society judge for many years.
Yeah, that's Dick Hooten, and he was an amazing guy. He was a Marine, and 3 tours in Vietnam, flew helicopters, and just was an amazing guy who was just a very, very important part of the Pensacola Camellia Club. As I say, he grew camellias, he was a judge, and was just a great guy, and he will be missed by all. He was a great guy.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing those kind words. Our best to his family. A great day here on the Garden Line. Stay safe out there and stay tuned to News Radio 92.3 for all your weather updates. We'll be right back with Winning with Mainstay Financial.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. WNRP Milton Gulf Breeze, Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.